It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Since 1970, Earth Day has called on people worldwide to take a personal interest in protecting the planet. Recently, Las Cruces held its annual celebration of the Earth at the Plaza in downtown Las Cruces. Michael Hernandez reports.
Thousands of community members celebrated the 9th Southern New Mexico Earth Day at the Plaza de Las Cruces. There, booths representing dozens of local organizations and businesses invited residents to take part in ecological activities. That includes making seed bombs to plant wildflowers or getting up close and personal with insects. City organizers hosted a fashion show with clothes made from recycled materials.
Pair it with a skirt made from repurposed camping cot canvas, and you're ready to slay the runway.
As models strutted down the runway, dozens of environmentalists marched downtown as part of the International March for Science.
Science trumps Trump! Science trumps Trump!
The marches began in 2017 in response to the Trump administration's denials of climate change. Organizer Haranya Roy Chowdhury, a professor at Dongyana Community College, says it's up to grassroots movements like the March for Science to put pressure on fossil fuel investors and politicians to support renewable energy.
We have to get rid of the fossil fuel money from the political arena. So as long as there are politicians that are being bought by oil and gas companies, we cannot get away from the current energy utilization mode that we are in. So that is where politics comes in. Money has to be taken out of politics, so only then we can move ahead with a greener energy.
To help get there, Roy Chowdhury says ambitious approaches like the Green New Deal are needed. The legislation, which was rejected in Congress, set goals to reduce carbon emissions and create jobs. Public demand for alternative, fuel-efficient ways to get around has increased in recent years. Along with electric vehicles, ride-booking services like Uber and Lyft and electric scooters and bikes have helped fill that need. Barbara Toth and her husband own E-Bikes of Southern New Mexico. E-Bikes let the rider choose how much they want to pedal thanks to an electric assist.
Bicycles are so environmentally friendly, and we all know the great things of no fossil fuels and all of those great benefits, shopping and staying local. But then when you take an e-bike, an electric assist bicycle, you allow people who might not be able, for whatever, to use a regular bicycle. Those limitations are taken away with an e-bike. And so all of the benefits of a bicycle culture can be multiplied by helping to get people on electric assist.
While cleaner modes of transportation are part of the pollution solution, conservation also plays a key role in protecting the environment. Grecia Nunez is a public lands fellow with the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance. She says the designation of the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument, which turns 5 in May, has increased the site's popularity and economic value.
I think that one of the things that we see that has benefited our community is economically, it has grown our visitation by 100%. And so we not only have businesses like the Oregon Mountain Outfitters that have come up out of our, of the creation of this monument, we have a lot of recreation happening here. We are a destination now. And so this is such a great asset, not only health-wise, because getting outdoors is a healthy lifestyle, but also for, economic growth of our community.
Speaking of the outdoors, educators from New Mexico State University's Arthropod Museum showcase the diversity of insects crawling the earth.
This is a local specimen, so this is a vinegaroon.
To increase the public's insect awareness, curator Helen Vessels is promoting the Monarch Larva Monitoring Project.
If you want to participate, anyone is welcome to do so. You can basically kind of monitor and actually update data online about where they're finding monarch larva feeding naturally around the community. So anyone in the nation can do this and update this data, and you can actually look on the maps online and see where people are pointing these data points on the map. So you can actually find the distribution of these larvae and the monarch all throughout the United States. And it's all thanks to citizens and regular people helping out.
To raise awareness about citizen science projects and climate change, KRWG Public Media was also at the event, part of a long-term project that also includes reporting like this story. It's not citizen science, but advocates say buying locally produced food is a way anyone can help the environment. Chris Barty is board president of Mountain View Market Co-op.
The carbon footprint is reduced when you're not trucking your stuff thousands of miles away. You can also, the faster you can get the food from the grower to the eater, the less you have to deal with preservatives and things like that. So there's just a lot, there's so many ways that sustainability come in when you're focusing on a local local product. So this is, of course, Plaza de las Cruces is also right next to our farmers market. So to me, this event is all about what we need to have a better future.
The key, advocates say, is working for that better future every day. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.
For more on this issue, the finale of Nature American Spring Live airs tonight at 7 on television from KRWG Public Media.